This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. Steely Dan is a band with a long and storied career. They reached the height of their radio popularity in the late 70s, but they won a Grammy for Album of the Year in 2001 for Two Against Nature. Known as musical perfectionist, Steely Dan is Donald Fagen, Walter Becker, and the best studio musicians in the business. And for the past 11 years, that has meant John Harrington on guitar. John's going to be with the band tonight when they rock the Durham Performing Arts Center, but when the tour ends, John is back in New York, hard at work on his original music with his own band that sounds like this. It's a little bit of everything from John Harrington's latest album, Shine, Shine, Shine. And John Harrington joins me in the studio today, and he brought his guitar. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Steely Dan has a huge cult following. You have a music career of your own and your own style. What is it like to step into a band that has already created an image and a sound that pretty much is immutable?
Well, it was a daunting task in some ways, but of course it's a thrill. And It happened for me, I think, at the right time in my life when I was sort of, I had enough experience and enough range as a player so that, it felt like a natural thing, although still daunting, like I said.
Yeah. Well, so, now, how do you balance between, you know, sort of honoring your original craft and originality and then again moving into a band that has created sound?
Well, I was a freelancer. I mean, I basically have made a career as a freelance guitar player, so just a guitar player for hire. Lots of studio work, lots of work on the road with different bands. But you know, from the time I was in high school, I was writing songs, trying to imitate, you know, my first real musical loves, like the Beatles and the Stones and, you know, Cream and Hendrix. And so I was a product of the British invasion rock scene, you know. But in New Jersey, where I grew up. And so, you know, I think I've always had this side of me that has wanted to do my own project, and yet I've always enjoyed making a living and enjoyed playing a range of styles. And so I think it was probably one of the luckiest things that happened to me because, you know, Steely Dan happened to sort of require of me things that I did have experience in.
Including jazz. You talked about being a product of the 60s and the British invasion, but your first love was jazz?
No, my first love really was FM radio in New York City. You know, I just would stay up all night listening. And it was
back when it was called underground radio?
Well, it was when it was the first time, like, earlier I was listening to, you know, AM radio, hit radio, yeah. Supremes and Motown and Beatles and, you know, early Beatles stuff and Four Seasons and Beach Boys. I loved all that too. But when I really started playing guitar and decided I needed to do this, it was probably more like 68 or something like that. And there had been a shift right then in radio to FM, you know, album-oriented rock radio. So that was
some different stuff. Well, listen, I wonder if you can play something for us from your album. And you brought your guitar here, and then we're going to do a little comparison because we're going to play a little bit from the actual CD,
the produced
version. But maybe you can play Fabulous for us.
I will. I'd love to. Great. Here we go.
Say hello and shake his hand. Bask in the glow and understand fabulous, fabulous. He's got the hair, he's got the look, his savoir faire will get you hooked on fabulous. Fabulous, Mr. Fabulous, has come to stay, so make him feel at home. Mr. Fabulous will win the day, but how strange, he has nothing to say. Did you catch his glance, or did he look right through? Did you miss your chance, or are you going to be fabulous? Fabulous. He's so debonair and nonchalant. It's just not fair. All you want is to be fabulous. Fabulous. Mr. Fabulous has come to stay, so make him feel at home. Mr. Fabulous will win the day, but how strange, he has nothing to say. Makes you feel so small when all you want is to feel fabulous. Fabulous. Mr. Fabulous has come to stay, so make him feel at home. Mr. Fabulous. How strange, he has nothing to say. Yes, how strange, he has nothing to say. Mr.
John Harrington live and unplugged on The State of Things, a song called Fabulous from his latest album, Shine, Shine, Shine. And to give you a sense of what that is with all of the production values built in, let's hear the CD version.
Say hello and shake his hand, bask in the glow and understand fast.
Go fabulous from Shine, Shine, Shine. John Harrington, my guest, going to be with Steely Dan tonight at the DPAC here with us in the studio today. Give us an idea of the evolution of that song. Tell us how it came about. What comes first?
Well, actually, the inspiration of it was I was on a tour with Bette Midler several years ago, and a fine guitarist and very funny man, Michael Miller, the other guitar player in the band at the time, and I went out to hear some music one night, and we were not fans of what we heard, and so on the way home he was talking about the band, and his one comment was, that guitar player was a little fabulous, wasn't he? And so I said, you know, there might be a song there, you know. So, and basically, as the song evolved lyrically, it became sort of a comment on celebrity, the strange concept of celebrity for many people in our culture now. So,
did you work with the lyrics first? And
no, that one sort of arose sort of together, and it's different. Songs come different ways. Often I'll have all the music done and then need to just sort of fill in the blanks with the lyrics. Other times there'll be a title little. In this case, it was a title, but I think because of Mike's comment and because of the title Fabulous, I was thinking Beatles right away, of course.
Yeah.
And this is an unabashed tribute in a way to my love for the Beatles, of course.
Well, and there was a real, especially hearing the CD version, the real Strawberry Fields feel
right
to that whole thing.
And
that,
by
kinda
and
cool.
You didn't hear the whole track, but at the end of it, there's these backwards guitars that start like weaving in and out. So yeah, we really tried to push that, like I said, unapologetically borrowing.
That's cool. Did you ever hear that on the anthology album, by the way, where they go through the evolution of, I think it's Strawberry Fields, right?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah, because it was different tracks, and then they vary-speeded them or something.
It starts out with John like on the piano with his little reel-to-reel recorder and says,
right,
hey, guys, listen to this. And they said, well, we think we can fix it, you know.
Well, you know, that stuff was really a mind-opener for me.
What was the other thing, you know, when you talked about going from Top 40 to AOR Music, what did you hear? Because that pop music was great. It's got a hook.
Oh,
we
yeah
still have hooks in music. You need to have them. What is it you heard in that album-oriented rock, the underground stuff, that changed you?
Well, I think it was, I think there were two elements for me. It was the guitar. You know, there was the sound of the blues guitar the blues and rock guitar as a solo instrument, I think, was the big thing. And really it was, I think I fell in love with the amplifier at that point too. And because later in my life, I became a fan of jazz guitar and of classical guitar and acoustic guitar too. But my real first love, and this might have been because I was a saxophone player as a kid, was the sort of sustained vocal quality of a great blues or rock guitar. And all those guys who I loved, Hendrix, Clapton, and you know, the Beatles and the Stones, they were serious blues fans. They had heard a lot more American blues than I had ever heard at that time. And you know, I knew a few. I knew B.B. King and Albert King, but my blues listening wasn't deep at all by then. But that sound, and they had great sounds. But it was the sustain and the vocal like quality of the guitar playing that I fell in love with. That was the essential difference. Because the pop thing is deep in me. I've always been a pop music fan, and Beach Boys still sound great to me. Early Beatles still sound great to me. Four Seasons, you know, but the idea of bringing the that electric guitar sound, which I fell in love with, along with the songs.
It still defines me, I think.
You know,
so. Well, I tell you what, I want to leave you time to play us out and thank you for being on the program and let everybody know that you're going to be playing tonight. So, John Harrington, first of all, thank you very much for being here.
Well, my pleasure.
John Harrington is going to play us out. We're going to let him let you know that his latest album is called Shine, Shine, Shine. More information on johnharrington.com. So you spell John, J-O-N, and Harrington with one R, johnharrington.com. John's going to play tonight with Steely Dan, Durham Performing Arts Center, 8 o'clock. That's our show. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, John Harrington.
I stand by and watch the water. I hope and pray in vain, 'cause I know under 13 feet of rain, everything I ever cared. cared for. Every heartache, every pain, it's all buried down there with her under 13 feet of rain. I walk the streets, my dry city, with a pounding in my brain. My mind's drowning down there with her under 13 feet of rain. How I cried the day I lost her, I still cry, cry, cry in vain. How